Mission of Fire and Miracles Ministries, MFM, is a full gospel ministry devoted to the revival of apostolic signs of Holy Ghost fireworks and the unlimited demonstration of the power of God to deliver to the uttermost absolute holiness within and without as the greatest spiritual insecticide and a prerequisite for heaven is taught openly. Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries is a do-it-yourself gospel ministry where your hands are trained for war and your fingers for battles. Through your prayers today, your lives will not remain the same in Jesus' name.
Comes to me. God bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. This is your friend in the School of Prayer and Deliverance, Daniel Olukoya. You are most warmly welcome to this very special Great Physician Hour. The hand of God, the power of God will overshadow your life as you join us. And you shall go from strength to strength and from glory to glory as you join us. Bow down your heads and let us pray. Father, we thank you for another Great Physician Hour. We thank you for the wonder-working power in the blood of Jesus. We thank you because of your promises, which are yea and amen. We give you all the glory in the name of Jesus. Father, as many as are gathered unto this program now, Lord, they are not gathered unto a man, they are gathered unto the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. Father, meet each and everyone at the point of their needs. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. It's time to sing the anthem of this program. Great Physician now is near, and hear the footsteps of Jesus. That great physician now is near, that sympathizing Jesus. He speaks that drooping hearts to cheer. Oh, hear the voice of Jesus. Sweet is not in seraph's song. Sweet is name on mortal tongue. Sweet as carol ever sung. Jesus, blessed Jesus. Hear the footsteps of Jesus. He's now passing by. Bear the balm for the wounded, healing all who apply. As he spake to the sufferer who lay at the pool, he say, in this moment wilt thou be made whole. Wilt thou be made whole? Wilt thou be made whole? Oh, come, willing sufferer, oh, come, see sick soul. See the life stream is flowing. See the cleansing waves roll. Step into the current and thou shalt be whole. Sing this song loud and clear. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. I will call upon the Lord. Salvation be exalted, the Lord reigneth. Blessed be my rock, let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. Who reigneth, let the earth tremble. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord reigneth, blessed be my rock, let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord reigneth, blessed be my rock, let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. The Lord reigneth.
reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble.
Father, we thank you for another time before your feet. We thank you for your grace that we enjoy day by day. We thank you for this wonderful program. And we thank you for what you have been doing using the program. We thank you for the healings. We thank you for the deliverance. And we thank you for the manifestation of your power. We give you all the glory in the name of Jesus. Father, let your anointing move today and let the oppressed be set free. Let every yoke of the enemy be broken to pieces. Let the power of God manifest, Lord, and put all the enemies of your children to shame. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 Tonight we're going to listen to this message which has blessed many lives. God bless you in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. I am going to count seven from here now. And at the count of that seven, which is a sign of perfection, the fire of the God of Elijah shall fall on three groups of people. Number one, when it falls on this group of people, a miracle will happen in your life that will shock your doctors and surprise your friends. As I count this number seven, the power that has been drinking your blood, all of a sudden strength will return because your stolen blood shall be returned. As I count the number seven, there will be a volcanic eruption of God's power inside somebody's body, and you will recover every organ the enemy has polluted. But a new set of organs will come in. A new set of womb, a new set of kidney, a new set of intestine. Something is about to happen that will change destinies forever. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. That's the power of God coming upon you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Aha. Check your body now. You, that person, check your body. You are now able to do what you could not do before. Life is returning to you. Don't stay where you are. Something is happening. Yes, it's like electric current running through your body. Check that lump in your body. It has vanished. Smite when the iron is hot. I'm going to count seven again from here. You are here, you are smelling evil odor in your nostrils. Nothing is spoiling, but you're hearing these odors. You are here, many years ago, you stepped on something magical, and it's affecting your legs. At the count of seven, the power of God will come upon you, and that yoke upon your legs shall be broken. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Check that leg now, check your body. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to pray some prayers now. Let your amen roar like thunder as I pray those prayers. Let your amen roar like fire and like thunder. Yes, something is happening to somebody over there. The serpent moving about in your body has been silenced forever. Father, in the name of Jesus. That amen is not loud enough. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the power in the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the victory that was won on the cross of Calvary. Thank you for your undrawing of power and strength. Thank you for being our glory and the lifter of our head. Father, we are gathered tonight. Anyone in this gathering that a meeting has been held in the demonic world to paralyze your destiny or to steal from you, a meeting has been held to chain you, to chain your family, to chain your money, to chain your destiny. Right there where you are tonight, receive your deliverance in the name of Jesus. Receive, 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 receive. It's happening. Shake that spirit of death out of your head. Shake it out. That's the power of God coming upon you. Any evil hand laid upon the life of anyone, the hand that has been pressing down your head, asking you not to rise. Mapota Nikatera. Right there where you are tonight. Shake off the evil hand. Shake it off. In the name of Jesus. Receive your deliverance. In the name of Jesus. Silence. Seven persons, they will definitely not be able to stand on their feet when the power of God eats them now. The power of God is going to come upon you. Something in your body needs to be taken out. Needs to be surgically removed. But it's the great physician who will do it now. The power of God will fall upon you. And right there when you land on that floor, a surgery will start on your body. And those evil materials will be taken out. Father, you are the great physician. Begin to move in the midst. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. The surgery has started. Aha. Aha. Yes. That's the power of God. Now, get up from the floor. Check your body. Check your body very well. You are not going to pray these strange prayers. Say, Holy Ghost Bulldozer. I am available. Jesus. Holy Ghost Bulldozer. I'm available. Open my way. Masete lakaya boshende rabosente. Name we pray. Sisters, something is about to happen to 10 sisters who will pray this prayer with reckless violence and merciless acidity. Wicked powers. Sisters, shout it mercilessly. From my place of birth, from my place of marriage, assigned to destroy me. Can I hear you shouting it loud? Brothers, can I hear you shouting the same thing? Everybody together now. My soul. Jesus, destroy the two powers right now. Something is taking place there. Thank you, Jesus. Masatila Kayabo Center. Jesus' name we pray. Somebody demanded for the head of John the Baptist on a charger. It is a spirit. You are not going to say this one. Every power of Herodias demanding for my head. Can you shout it loud? Is that the loudest you can shout it? Pay with your head. In the name of Jesus, command them to pay with their own head. In the name of Jesus. Name we pray. The powers angry with my life, destroy yourself by the power in the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree. Powers angry at my existence, destroy yourself by the power in the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence. Silence. Woman, this is your first night here, but you have been swallowed by a serpent. Swallowed by serpent. You have gone from place to place, but thank God you are here tonight. There is an angel by your side trying to work something in your life. But right there where you are, this is the first time, there is a ring on your finger. Take off that ring right now so that this angel will be able to minister to you. That ring is a covenant ring, committing you as a slave or prey of a covenant. Take that ring off now. Aha. Once you remove that ring, the power of God will fall upon you and you'll not be able to stand on your feet. And the serpent will vomit you immediately. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, lay your hands upon us tonight. Open our understanding. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Listen very carefully to this message before we go into our prayers again. When the blood cries out, when the blood cries out, please listen very, very carefully. I'm going to read some scriptures here. And then after reading those scriptures, I will now put some information together around these scriptures before we start praying. God willing, if he wants us to go back there again, we'll go back. In Luke chapter 11, verse 49. Luke chapter 11, verse 49. If you are there, say yes. Please listen very carefully and follow me. It will expose to you why many, both rich and poor, will suffer. Luke 11, 49. Therefore, also said the wisdom of God, I will send them prophets and apostles. Some of them they slay and persecute. So he will send prophets. He will send apostles. The people will still persecute those ones and kill some of them. And because they are still doing that, verse 50, that the blood of all the prophets, they only killed some. Now, the blood of all the others, listen, which was shed from the foundation of the world, may be required of this generation. from the blood of Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, which perished between the altar and the temple. Jesus repeated what he said. He now added, verily. So, verily I say unto you, it shall be required of this generation. He said it in verse 50, he repeated it in 51, and added verily to it. What a strange scripture. This scripture is telling us that there could be modern sufferers of ancient iniquities. Modern sufferers of ancient sins. These people were not the ones that actually killed those old prophets. But because they continue in the same kind of activity, now God began to accumulate the blood, accumulate it, was adding it together. All the prophets said they will now be required. From which generation? This generation. The generation that did not kill them. Why did Jesus have to stress this so carefully? Why was this message so important that in Matthew 23 it was repeated again? Matthew 23, 34 to 36, it repeated the same thing. There is something called the accumulation of blood. Jesus said the blood of all the prophets which had been shed from the foundation of the world was going to be required of that present generation. By from Abel that was in the book of Genesis until as late and as close as the Old Testament, it will be required. The period this thing covered was about 4,000 years. Meaning that something done 4,000 years ago could be the source of the problem of some people now. I have some serious prayers to pray here tonight. Strange and serious prayers. That this a particular generation could be held responsible for all the blood the others have shed. As I stand before you here tonight, I feel so sorry for our country. A lot of blood had been shed. Listen carefully. Anytime blood hits the earth, the ground, it develops a voice immediately, which cries to God. The generation shedding the blood may not even live long enough to suffer for the blood that's shed. But the subsequent generations, like the blood they are shedding now in Nigeria, bombing this, killing that, armed robbers, kidnappers, we are putting the future generation of Nigerians to serious trouble. The ones our forefathers have shed is still with us. The one that many people in their families have done is still working. And now, additional ones are coming. The same things they are happening. The fourth generation could be liable to the atrocities committed by former generation. As far as the present generation is still cherishing and celebrating what they did wrong, the liabilities of their guilt will keep accumulating. And their bloody practices of the past will be required for another generation entirely. Unless the generation knows how to cut it off. Blood guilt is a sin which has been revealed by scriptures, takes a long time to operate. Although only a few may have perpetrated the crime, the punishment has a very long leg. The consequences of adultery, fornication, stealing may be on just the head of the thief or the participant, but not so on the shedding of innocent blood. One thing about the sin of bloodshed, that the consequences take a long time to mature. Then it falls on subsequent generations. This is where our generation needs to really pray to address this blood that is being shed. What have I told you so far with that verse? I'm telling you that the blood sins of present generation might mature only in future generation. That this generation has not experienced anything yet doesn't mean that it will not happen. This is a very, very serious matter. In 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 22. 1 Timothy 5, 22. It says this. 1 Timothy 5, 22. Lay hands suddenly on no man. neither be partaker of other men's sins. Keep thyself pure. Do you understand that scripture? It's saying you could be partaker of other people's sins. You are not the committer, but now you are a partaker. The same thing we're talking about now. There are plenty of modern day sufferers of ancient iniquities. Can a person be liable for a sin committed long before one was born? Oh, yes. Does it mean that one does not have to have been the person who committed this crime in order to be liable? Yes. Capital yes. Does it mean that one does not have to be present at the scene of the crime before you are accused of being part of it? Yes. Capital yes. Can a man suffer as a result of piled up consequences of past sins? The answer is yes. Does it mean that all the sins you stand accountable for are not merely those you committed? Yes. You could be here bearing the burden of your grandfather. Does it mean that if we continue the present civil activity of the past, whether it's for ethnic reason, political reason, nationalistic reason, religious reason, denominational reason, that you stand guilty as those ancient people? Yes, capital yes. That's what we're saying. Does it mean that although you may have been so very civilized now, that you even cringe when they mention blood, that you might still be guilty of shedding blood, although you never shed blood before in your life? Yes, that's what the Bible is saying. Do you know that if you are not careful, you could be a partaker of other men's sins? Yes, capital yes. Do you know that you may not be a committer of sin, but you can be a partaker of the consequences? The answer is capital yes. Do you know that there's some ancient sin seeking who will carry the judgment? Who will carry the judgment? Who will carry the judgment? Who will carry the judgment resulting from that sin? Yes, capital yes. Do you know that there are people that may plant the crime, but others will harvest the consequences? Yes. Do you know that your present unholy action could convert you to a modern sufferer of ancient liabilities of others? Do you know that there are so many ancient sins in our background who are looking for shareholders in this present generation? Do you know that you could be a shareholder of the consequences of an ancient sin right now? When the blood cries unto God, it cries when it has been shed in a wanton manner, an innocent manner. About 10 years ago, a woman came here crying. She discovered that in the family of their husband, people don't go beyond 40. 39, they're dead. 40, they're dead. Some are 38, dead. That was happening in the family of her husband. We're going to pray a serious prayer now. That's what's happening in the family of her husband. But there's something else again. In that family, it's very easy to know the next person who will die. Because all of them who die like that, they always have a specific dream. Once anybody has had that dream, finish, the person dies. And as they die, they promote people as head of the family. Head of the family. So head of that family was now 38 years old. They made this woman husband head of family. All of a sudden, one night, the man screamed from his sleep. And the wife said, "Darling, any problem?" He said he had just had that dream. What's the dream they all have? They will see seven people carrying a coffin. Once they have that dream, that's it. Wife said, "Which dream?" He said, "That dream of seven people carrying coffin." Hey, the woman began to cry. He cried and cried and cried. And ran here. It's okay. I sent the man for deliverance. Gave him some prayers to pray. When we began to do spiritual investigation, we now discovered that in the family of that man, there used to be a powerful king many, many years ago. The man had plenty of slaves. When this king died, they buried alive with him seven slaves. they bury seven slaves alive with him, saying that when he arrives in heaven or hellfire or wherever he was going, that he should have servants who will be serving him. So they bury seven slaves with him. All these seven slaves were below 40. So those slaves issued the curses that as their life have been cut short like this, there will be nobody in that family that will go above 40. This happened over 100 years ago, and now the consequences is telling as far back as 10 years ago. The man began to pray. The day was to celebrate, he spotted by the... I told him to go and stay impressed. Stay inside the auditorium. Let us see how they will come and kill you there. That night, seven spirits appeared to him. He began to pray. But immediately it was 12 midnight, they vanished. That's the only man in that family now that has gone above 40. A man could be a modern day sufferer of an ancient iniquity. And that may be why you are going through what you are going through. This is why with a voice of reckless violence, I want you to shout this prayer louder than anyone around you. The louder, the quicker your breakthrough. Can you shout this loud and clear? Cry blood of my father's heart. I am not your candidate. Damn! In the name of Jesus. Masetendekeyaboshente. Then we pray. I want to believe God that you are following me. This is a very serious matter. You did not take part in murder. Your eyes did not see the murder. But yet you stand guilty. Simply because it was done in your lineage. Yet you stand guilty. Simply because it was done in your environment. Simply because it was done by your forefathers. Listen to this, beloved. In many of our villages, ritual and malicious murders have been committed. In many people's backyard premises, farmland, strange murders have been discovered. Riots have taken place in our cities, and corpses have been found on the streets. Sometimes you see burnt remains of people on the streets. There is a deep spiritual secret you need to know. You need to tell your people who are in government. All this bloodshed will be required. Because the blood is crying. Even in heaven, according to the book of Revelation, there are martyrs, saints, whose blood is crying to God. Say, Father, how long will we be watching this book? How long? When will judgment be visited on them? Some people may wonder why some prayers are not answered. Or why they dream dreams that indicate they are unclean. Although their hands have done no violence, they don't understand it. The value of human life or blood has not diminished over the years. Anytime blood is shed, there is always a serious problem. And this is where we need to really seriously pray. He said, but I've not shed any blood before now. Why should blood be required? When you are sleeping with a man or a woman, you are not ready for marriage. No protection. The person is pregnant and you abort it. The blood will certainly cry. You say, but we are married and we have enough here. We don't have money to look after them. That's even worse. The blood would be required. In fact, the child you are terminating may be the one sent to come and deliver the ones that are living in poverty. So what are we going to do now? But we are married. Very simple. You sleep in the kitchen and let the man sleep in the toilet. Finish. You participated or you raped a virgin and spill her blood. The blood will cry. They gave a contract to do a road you put most of the money in your pocket and you submitted a badly tarred road. So accidents are happening and people are dying. Unto everyone that died on that road where you embezzled with the money, the blood will certainly be required. You are working in the hospital. You are selling their drugs and taking it home. And now a patient needs the drugs. But you stolen the drugs already. The patient dies. Blood will certainly be required. Somebody was taken to the hospital. You were giving money to build that hospital. You did a substandard work. And the patients are dying there. To every patient that died in that hospital, the blood will be required. The blood will certainly cry. You are a contractor. You got the money. You bought inferior materials and put up a substandard house because you want more of the profits. Now the building has collapsed and people died. Unto every soul that perished in that collapse, the blood will be required. If you have people in government, warn them. The money that God deposits in Nigeria is for a specific purpose, to help the nation. So anybody stealing it and causing deaths of many who require the funds, the blood will be required. Those who are allowing people to die of hunger, they are in position to help. They've gotten the money, government money, to prevent people from dying of hunger. But they spent it, or they kept it. The blood of those who died will cry. They gave you money to buy ambulance. You bought an ambulance that has no strength. You bought an ambulance that when they are driving on the road, the engine can drop down. The blood of patients that die in that vehicle will cry. Anytime you buy a second-hand car, it's important to pray on it and anoint it. Anoint it and pray on it. I know a case like that. Robbers took a man's car. They broke his head inside the car and took the car away. They changed the engine number and sold the vehicle. The first man who bought the car, an unknown power broke his skull. And they sold the car again as a quantum other person. Again, the skull breaker came, broke the head of that man. Until number four, when they sold the car to a Christian, and the Christian anointed and prayed, then he saw the skull breaker holding a big stick. So what is the problem? He said, this was my car. They did something to me and got the car. And I'm going to be doing it for as many people as want to ride this car. But I said, but I bought it with my money, ignorantly. And he said, that's not an excuse. So unless you can atone for it, he had to do atonement. Sanctify the car before it can be used. Blood of those who are dying daily at the Sahara Desert, or they die in the sea trying to escape from some country to another country where they think life will be better. The blood will be required from those who are governing their countries, who allow them to be trying to run away. Some people commit suicide because they are jobless, but the money to create the job has ended in the pocket of somebody. Those blood is crying daily for vengeance. Those who die on the road because the money is budgeted for construction maintenance are diverted into personal use. Blood will cry. He said, I'm an electrician. You knew that you have connected inferior thing into the person's house. Now the house has caught fire. People have died. You, that mechanic or electrician, the blood will be required. It will be required. Those who are supposed to supply electricity, they didn't supply it. And so people are buying all kinds of generators. I pass my neighbor, I pass my brother, they put it inside their room, the gas fumes kills them. Many families have died. The blood will be required for the person who is supposed to supply the power, he didn't supply it. This is a very serious matter. This is why there is problem. There is problem. We really need to pray for divine intervention. All the jilted ladies, you talk to sister A, sister B, sister C, you jilt this one, jilt that one, and then their heart breaks and they die. The blood will be required from you, that playboy. All the ferries that have capsized because equipment for maintenance and weather report, the money was embezzled. The blood will be required. Your father married your mother in poverty. They both struggle in poverty. Until now, the man is a bit comfortable. Immediately your father was comfortable. Now started picking younger women to torment the whole woman. And the woman died. The blood will be required. And if your father did not finish experiencing the punishment before he dies, it will be transferred. A nurse was put into the hospital. Hospital of children. And the children were always making noise, always screaming. And the nurse wants to be sleeping at night. So he was adding sleeping tablets to the feeding bottle. So the children can just be sleeping. She now made a mistake and put overdose in some baby's feeding bottle. And they died. The blood will be required. You are a mechanic. You say you have changed this. You didn't change anything. You just took the old one. You blow breeze on it and took it back there. And the car crashes. Driver dies. Blood will be required. Judges and lawyers, they are ready to let the guilty go free and jail an innocent man who dies in jail. The blood will be required. This is the problem. So many people who think, I've never killed anybody, didn't do anything, you may be surprised if God opens your eyes that you see a skull breaker like that brother. He says, skull breaker, what do you want? This is my car. All eyes closed. Bow down your heads. If you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, do so very quickly now. But see what I'm going to say after me.
Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from now, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of light. In Jesus' name, amen. I thank you for your children who have joined this program. Meet each and everyone at the point of their needs. Do great, marvelous, wondrous, outstanding things in their lives in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
I thank God for those of you who surrender your life to Jesus Christ in this program. God bless you in Jesus' name. You've taken the most important decision in life, and I rejoice with you. For more information, counseling and prayers, kindly send your name, your address, your telephone number to the WhatsApp number displayed on the screen. You can also send us an email. The email address is also displayed on the screen. And we shall be getting across to you shortly. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Can you shout this prayer with thunder? Shout it. If you lose your voice and the miracle happens, beautiful. But if you keep quiet, well, it will be my fault. You will shout this loud. Blood of Jesus! Silence every blood crying against my life. In the name of Jesus.
Stretch your right hand.
Father, these hands that are stretched forward here, let them become the hands of breakthrough and deliverance. The hands of power and healing. The hands of breakthrough and fire. In the name of Jesus. Get us a breakthrough. Smite any area of your body where there's a problem. Smite it mercilessly. Whether it's pain, you don't worry. The agenda and the visa of that pain is about to expire. Smite it 21 times. Shouting Holy Ghost fire. Let's go!
word. Do his word. Papata ribo katendia. Amen.
Check your body now. Do what you could not do before. If you could not walk, walk. If you could not see, see. As a swelling in your body, check it out. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, I thank you for your children who have joined this great physician hour. Let your mercy and grace overshadow their lives. Lay your hands of fire and power upon them. Move them forward in a new way in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Let us share the grace in fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. We shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Seven miracle receiving area. Let's go. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.